the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that does for radio comedy what Dolly Parton does for hang gliding. Well, they say there's a very fine line between comedy and tragedy, so here tonight are four of the missing links. On my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. And on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And welcome, please, a big welcome, please, to the lady who puts other heavenly bodies into eclipse, our lovely scorer, Samantha. Right, on to the first game. It's called crossbreeding. It's a game in which the team should cross one thing with another to create a strange new hybrid. You could, for example, cross a healthy brain cell with a deranged brain cell and end up with a Colin cell.
Barry,
will you start, please?
I beg your pardon, Humph.
Will you start, please?
If you cross a parrot with Keith Chegwin and some apple pastry, you get a Polly Wally strudel. The
pretty
end.
Good, yes. Willie.
If you cross Ruby Wax and the Big Mac, you can burn Kenneth Kendall at both ends.
If you should so wish.
No. Graham?
Arse on foot.
Yeah, if you cross...
Sorry, Kenneth.
I'm not.
Right. I suppose if you cross John Le Carré with Kylie Minogue, you might get a Kylie Smiley. Might not.
Right, Tim.
If you were to cross Harry Carpenter and Sebastian Coe with the French Green Party, you get a nice spot of Harry Coe there. Oh, the vegetarian. Thank you.
Right, we'll throw it open now for other suggestions.
If you cross a lizard with the national anthem, you get a stand-up chameleon.
If, on the other hand, you cross the foreign secretary and a men's washroom, you get a,
highly plausible.
Get a herd of basins.
If you were to cross a moth with a piece of Marks and Spencer's underwear, you'd get a cold front coming in from the vest.
If you were to cross the Duke and Duchess of York, you'd get Budgie the helicopter.
If you cross the Chancellor of the Exchequer with a poll tax, you get a major malfunction.
Right, let's go on now to the point where I tell the teams which ball they'll be announcing at the end of the programme. Teams, will you think about late arrivals at the Travel Agent's Ball? The Travel Agent's Ball. Pick Up Song is the name of our next game. It's a truly musical round. And I say that with confidence because Colin Sell isn't allowed to play on this one. Teams, I want you to sing along with some well-known songs and to continue singing when the music drops out. And if when the music returns, you're within 3 bars of the original, I'll award you 19 points. You all understand the rules? Right, Tim, will you join in with There Ain't Nothing Like a Dame?
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a dame. Oh, thank you, lad. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. Nothing else is built the same. Nothing in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the silhouette of a dame.
Pretty good, that, yes. Nowhere near it, but pretty good. Graham, will you sing I Could Have Danced All Night?
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have begged for more. Could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I'd never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only get to dance with me.
He takes Andrews three times a day.
Well, you were a bit closer than Tim, so you're ahead at the moment. Willie, your song is Thank Heaven for Little Girls.
Oh.
Thank Heaven.
Ah, four little girls. Four little girls get bigger every day. Come on, Maurice. Thank Heaven. Four little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes, so helpful. It's a help and appealing. One day we'll flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. A bit of music. Thank Heaven for little girls. Thank Heaven for them all.
Well, that's the first time anybody's parted company with the music while it was still going on. Barry, will you sing along with Stepping Out with My Baby?
I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey. Can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny. And to keep on knocking wood, they'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. With a bright shine on my shoes and on my... Stepping out with my baby.
Like a day.
Excellent.
That was closest.
Yes. Now, Graham Garden, you were the nearest, I think, so we'll carry on with the next game, which is called... game called Kiss of Death. Teams, you're out on a special date. Can you suggest one line which will not only end the date, but ensure that it's never repeated? Graham, will you start, please?
So, when's it due?
Tim?
Well, I suppose one of the worst is your mother is very attractive. Or even worse, your brother, strangely.
Barry.
I find your warts very interesting.
Willie?
I agree wholeheartedly that one should not go all the way on a first date. Indeed, I respect you for it. On a second date, however, I have been compared to Attila the Hun on royal jelly.
Okay, it's open for any more suggestions.
Many years ago, this is unfortunately a true story. We killed the date when it was said to me, and it was dated, actually, the phrase which was, and it was light petting was going on. All I got was, no furtherance stocking tops.
I come from the north. Working your way down.
May I whisper in your ear? That way you might not notice the halitosis.
Your place or back to the sheltered accommodation?
Isn't this house music great?
That's to me. House music.
Let's go for a run in the Skoda.
Okay. Yes. No more?
Henry Cooper wears Brute as well.
Hello. Well, that's the foreplay over.
It's also that particular round over as we go on.
All right, then I'll navigate, you stupid cow.
Well, foreplay's not a kind of wood, dear.
DIY.
Okay, we're going on now to a game whose rules are neatly explained by its title, Cheddar Gorge. Team members will create a sentence word by word, but should avoid completing the sentence. The person who does so will be heavily penalised and forced to take part in going for gold. Tim, will you kick off, please?
Going.
For.
A.
Walk.
In.
The.
Black.
Forest.
I.
Saw. One. Of.
Those.
Strange.
Creatures.
Which.
You.
Often.
Do.
When.
You.
Walk.
In.
A.
Black.
Forest.
And.
Which.
You.
Think.
You.
Might.
Possibly.
Have.
Seen.
Somewhere.
Else.
Where.
You.
Could.
Possibly.
Not.
Have.
Probably.
Seen.
In.
The.
Black.
Forest.
Of.
Which.
I.
Spoke.
Hesitantly. But. Forcefully.
When.
I.
Last.
Rambled.
Through.
The.
Black.
And.
White.
White.
Gunshin.
While the teams are continuing with it. The rest of us are going to play a game called Sounds Peculiar.
Shouldn't we finish that last one on?
Do you want to finish it?
No, I don't. I just wasn't quite sure what the rules were. Was it a good thing to finish it? I know, it was very good chairmanship.
Depends that's whether you want to take part in excellent going for gold.
Right.
How are you on four in a row, for example? Don't answer that.
As long as they're Belgian.
What a night that
this
was.
This game called Sounds Peculiar. I'm going to be asking you teams to identify some very strange noises. Barry, here's your noise.
That's Nigel Lawson being brought down by inflation.
Willie, here's your noise coming up now.
Thank you.
I recognise that one.
I refuse to answer that on the grounds it might intimidate me.
It sounds like the royal. It's one of those special occasions for tourists. The royal changing of the nappy. Or the royal opening of the bowels, actually. The first movement of the Duke of Edinburgh suite.
For those of you listening at home, that wasn't Willie, that was Tim who answered that one. So
no,
Willie loses
the
point there. Willie, here's your noise.
That's Michael Winner's remake of The Sound of Music.
It's
Charles Bronson as the Mother Superior.
What a ghastly thought. Graham, your noise coming up.
That sounded like Beethoven's Filth.
Right, will you win that one? I say, we have an exciting game now called Paranoia, in which the teams will probe one another's brains, so it shouldn't take too long. One team is suffering from a grand delusion, but only we and the other team know what it is. The deluded pair may ask questions until they identify their complaint, or until we all get sick of their pathetic nonsense. Tim and Willie, your paranoia is going up now on the computer laser scoreboard. Here for those of you listening at home is the mystery voice to tell you their complaint.
They're afraid the audience won't laugh at them. They're afraid the audience won't laugh at them.
Right, Tim and Willie, will you start quizzing Barry and Graham, please?
Does this concern both of us?
Yeah.
Above all over the waist.
All over in more ways than one.
Do you think we are somebody?
No, you think you were somebody.
We are dead people.
We think we used to be alive.
Yeah, in a sense.
Or better than we are now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We thought we were
pretty terrific.
Yeah.
When we were alive.
We thought we were the bee's knees.
Yep.
We used to have delusions of grandeur.
Well, that's the way I always looked at it.
You thought we were as good as you.
You were quite popular, really. I mean, you know, but I'll give you a clue. It's something that you're afraid of.
We're terrified we might not be the best team.
Yes.
I think they're pretty close.
We thought we were very good on Just a Minute.
We're Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud.
No, I don't
think
we
used to be very funny.
We're not going
to
get it.
Whoa! I think Tim was there with that answer, yes.
Well, I did a Harry Carpenter there. I said they're not going to get it, and they did instantaneously.
They would have known a win, too.
Yeah. I didn't. What were we?
You were afraid the audience wouldn't laugh at you.
Ah.
Barry and Graham.
We were.
Will you guess your paranoia? Here it comes on the laser scoreboard, and here's the mystery voice to tell you at home.
They think they're Salman Rushdie. They think they're Salman Rushdie.
Okay, start quizzing, Barry and Graham.
Well, a great reaction from the audience.
Not surprisingly.
You're not talking to us, are you?
We think you're paranoid. We've never met you.
No. Keep your voice down, okay?
Do we think we're somebody else?
Yes. We think we're very grand personages. Not really.
Have we turned into somebody else, or do we just think we are?
Sorry, who are you?
You may you well are. Have turned into somebody else.
We're not here.
No, where you are is a mystery to me.
No, that was the
people you don't see much of, or you doubt the existence of.
You
know they're there, but you
don't see. There's not much evidence to that.
That's
effect.
True.
The less, the better.
Does this involve taxation in any shape?
Not
well,
in
we know they're
country.
There, don't we?
Yeah. I'm going to ask the audience to give you a little bit of applause to encourage you. Thank you.
We're not moving into literary areas here, are we?
Some would disagree.
It's not the Archbishop of Canterbury, Salman Runcie, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Right, jolly good.
We have to leave now, Hump.
Yes. For the benefit...
Hump hasn't recognised you're here, I thought.
We're going to a safe acid house party.
Here's a game. Here's a good game. This is one called Fourth Bridge. The teams are going to sing some songs of my choice, cunningly omitting every fourth word. It's an exciting moment for all of us here because it marks the return to the London stage of the Colin Sell Soul Train. Tim and Willie, you're going to sing If My Friends Could See Me Now. Very belated return to the London stage.
Good. Me now, my dusty group thinks this $1 million coup. I'd hear thrift shop cats, brother, get her on a bread spread from three kinds of fur. What says wow to riff rap? See just how you sign. Autograph, what a appalling cow. Never believe it. My friend could me now.
There is nothing like a dame.
You just sang the fourth word.
I'm not sure whether that was good or not. Barry and Graham, here's your song, Guys and Dolls.
When you see Guy Retort in the sky, can bet that doing it for doll. When you John waiting in the rain, ah, he's insane, only a John Beaver. When you meet gents paying all of rent for flat that could the Taj Mahal, it's sad called funny, but it's than even money. The guys only it for some dolls. The guys only it for some.
Well, that leaves the score neatly poised as we go on to Limerick, a game of enormous invention and humour. Teams, I'm going to give you a pregnant first line from which I'd like you each in turn to construct a limerick. If things get out of hand, you'll hear this. Unless, of course, you hear this. Which means Samantha's been playing with my trumpet again.
Well, keep your mute on.
Graham, here's your first line. I once had a deck... Order.
Graham, you're... Of you.
Barry, you've lost 10 points already. 20 points for misplaced sympathy from the audience.
Audience, that puts them ahead, doesn't it?
Graham, yeah. Here's your first line. I once had a date with a ferret.
Don't be silly. I once had a date with a ferret, thus earning the Order of Merit.
For dating a bee,
I got the VC.
Which my offspring will one day inherit.
Well, that was a simple one. Now, Tim, this one is slightly more fraught. I like to play leapfrog with Vickers.
Your private life is... I like to play leapfrog with Vickers, for it plays merry hell with their tickers. You were wrong, madam.
They utter loud cries
and then drop like flies
in a heap, like a scrum down at Twickers.
Oh!
Barry, here's the first line for you. The trouble with smoking in bed...
The trouble with smoking in bed is you find you set fire to your head.
You go bald as a coot.
And you're covered with soot.
You're a prat, the fire officer said.
Willie, here's one for you. I like to dress up in a frock.
Extraordinary outburst from you, haven't you?
Frock and trumpet. I like it.
I like to dress up in a frock. Captain Kirk whispered fondly to Spock.
But when beamed up by Scotty,
he emerged minus Botty.
And never got over the shock.
Well, that's all very nearly all we've got time for today. So while Samantha and I pop home to wax my parquet, I'd like you teams to announce the late arrivals at the travel agent's ball, please.
Please greet Mr. and Mrs. Trip to France and their daughter, Ada. Ada to France. Please welcome them. Mr. and Mrs. T's errant son, that's the worthless Warren T. The worthless Ian Shorance. Barbecue on the beach. Mr. and Mrs. Van Parkerman. Their daughter Caravan Parkerman. Mr. and Mrs. Day Brocher and their daughter Holly Day Brocher.
Thank you.
All the way from China. Fu Ding included. With a big yellow bird. Look at that grand canary arse. Now.
No cabaret on this holiday.
Yes.
Just in time for the cabaret. Here come Mr. and Mrs. Sand and their lad Charles Norman, better known by his initials. Yes, it's their son, C.N. Sand.
Oh, there's Shelley Oppenheim. Has she paid her bungalow bill, I wonder? A young frau wearing a blue top, which she calls her Cote d'Azur. What a campsite she is. But what a pair of knees. Mind you, when you've seen one, you've seen them all. Doesn't a knee, Paul?
Where's that nice announcer? He comes on.
I think he's on holiday, aren't he?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to him for about the last 5 minutes. Voice, that nice music. Boom, 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 whatever. Given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, and the audience go mad.
Well, Willie Rushton was in the lead until about 30 seconds ago. So with that, we come to the end of this week's show. Join us again next week. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Joan Magnuson.